Also want to recommend people to subscribe if you can. Go to the Vinnie Eastwood Show .com and click on the subscribe button there. The basic idea is here, if I've got a base income to work from, I don't have to worry about the bills being paid or paying for gas or parking when I go to protests or something like that. And so I'll actually be able to do a heck of a lot more work if I don't have to worry about where my next meal's coming from, more to the point. And because I support everybody, all right, pretty much. It doesn't matter what the protest is about or the activists or anything like that. It all involves New World Order scumbaggery at some point. So we either A, bring them on the show and put them on YouTube and archives and blogs and all of that kind of stuff. And giving people a platform is a very important job. And I do take it very seriously, contrary to popular belief, that you've got to actually let everybody have a say, even the people you disagree with and even the people that you've heard bad things about and all of that kind of stuff. Everybody's got their own side of the story or anything like that. There's not two sides of a debate. If a debate exists, it means that there's multiple viewpoints and both sides of the debate are usually wrong. So listen to everybody, and everything should be fine. So that's why I go out, and I'm trying to, you know, get the opinions of a whole bunch of different people whenever I see them, in order to get their take on what is going on. So if you know what the heck is happening from everybody's perspective, then it gives you a heck of a lot more ammunition with your own thought processes, with your own actions. Okay. And I've got the capacity to upload videos of any length, of any size, because I've got unlimited YouTube account and unlimited broadband here as well for only $60 a month. But I need money to just continue to pay the hosting charges. They're like $30 a month. And I'm also in need of probably a bit more equipment and things of that nature. Like I want to get a stand or a background, you know, display banners, things of that nature, so that when I'm going out to public meetings, as I have been doing for the last couple of years, to film everybody who's speaking, to have a couple of different microphones. Like I want a directional shot mic so that if somebody's far away, I can point the microphone at them and pick up their audio crystal clear. I also want a bigger camera as well. You know, the last one that I had was beautiful, but I dropped it one night and I haven't been able to afford to get it fixed, basically. You know how cameras are. It costs like $900 to fix them or $1,000 to buy a new one. So, yeah, I need new camera equipment there. There's also some repairs that might need to be happening with the car as well. It'd be nice to have a van, you know, because there's so many times where you want to you've got so much stuff to transport. You know, I've now got all these banners and poles and things of that nature that have been donated, and lighting gear now, and computers, and all sorts of that stuff. It's basically all coming in to produce a very professional thing. And now I've got people asking on Facebook if they can help me when I'm out at protests and things like that. And if you go to my YouTube channel, Mr. News Guerrilla Media, man down Hamilton came all the way up for the Aotearoa is not for sale protest, and he manned the camera, he drove my car, he got to say a few things through the megaphone as well. And you just get to basically see how I operated a protest, having some hilarious stuff to say, and telling people some of the really gory details and facts about John Key and all the rest of the nature of the World Bank and scumbaggery in relation to all of that stuff. Okay, I'm getting out there and I'm doing what there should be somebody doing this. And it turns out that person's me. For frack's sake, it's me. And now I have the responsibility to, and I can't shirk it. I tried to take 2 weeks off. I couldn't take any more than really an entire week off. Or I couldn't even take more than a couple of days off without the phone ringing from somebody or anything like that. And I'm in the middle of all of this. And I can't escape now. So whoever's responsibility it was before, I recognize that it is now my responsibility. I have to do all of this. I have to do this radio show. I have to go out to the protests and film them. I have to use the equipment that has been donated to me to make more and more and more content and media for people to listen to, for people to share with their friends and family and things of that nature. There's a lot of people that are subscribed right now who are giving $5 a month, $10 a month, a couple of people giving $20 a month, one's giving $35 a month. You know, it's basically whatever you can spare. Like, if you got basically nothing, if you got $2 in your pocket, people have done that before. You know, here's my last $2, Finny, or whatever, because I'm doing the job that nobody else is doing, okay? And I don't have an employer in the conventional sense. As far as I'm concerned, the nature of my position is that the people are my employer, and they are my source of income as well. They are my source of equipment, because I can't manifest any of this out of thin air. Everything that I have here, from the professional printed banners to the 100-watt megaphone that's on a tripod with a wireless microphone, to the big standing lights and LED panels and shoulder camera mounts and a HD Kodak camera, the 29-inch iMac, the Yeti professional condenser studio microphone, all of this was given to me, all of it, by the people. And by goodness, do I make good use of it. When people give me opportunities, I don't waste them. Having a new gadget, on the other hand, to use, you know, you're just itching to go and use it, aren't you? And the more tools that you have, the more things you can construct. Ultimately, what my main goal is, I need a new mixer, or an old mixer, it doesn't matter which mixer it is, something that can plug into the computer through a USB port, and something that I can plug in multiple microphones, multiple headsets, and things of that nature, because I now have two microphones and I have three sets of headsets, but I just don't have a mixer so that they can plug all into the computer and work at the same time. Right, I want to be able to do studio quality interviews in here, record people with the HD quality camera at the same time as recording them with high quality condenser microphones. Professional radio interviews that are uploaded to YouTube that day in full quality. That is what I want to be able to do daily. There are 2 hours of the Vinny Eastwood show every day. I want to be able to do at least maybe three to five minute segments with the activists around New Zealand and around the world, breaking down particular articles of the day, as we were doing before with Mr. News Counterspin. There's so much to do, because let's face facts here. There ain't a media that supports or represents any of us that is currently in existence today, that everybody has access to. Okay, there's many shows that are really big, but not everybody is able to get anybody on there. Not everybody is able to just walk right into their studios and get filmed or anything like that. Not everybody gets their stuff filmed and then put straight on to YouTube. I want to give access to the same stuff that people have given me to the people who deserve it more, in my opinion. The activists are the people who actually go to these boring public meetings, listening to these scumbags drone on and on about crap, who are taking notes, going back and reading these small cross-sections of irrelevant miscommunicated passwords and things of that nature. Okay, they've done a hell of a lot of work. By comparison, simply showing up, setting up some lighting and a tripod, filming them, and then coming home, downloading it, turning it into a video, and then uploading it, it's not actually that hard, because it's just kind of like a technical thing, you know? You show up, you're there, you do it, you come home, you set it, you forget it, and it's uploading. It's not that hard a job, but the problem is it takes the motivation to actually want to go out there and be there and do it and actually care about the issues enough to want to do it. The activists are there to do it, are the ones who care, who are there, who are doing all the research and giving out all the important information, and I'm only there to make sure that people know about it. Because if you say something in a room full of scumbags that connotes an aversion to scumbaggery, does anybody really hear it? No, because they're falling upon deaf ears. If somebody films it and doesn't upload it, that also falls upon no ears. somebody films it and uploads it, then you have increased the effectiveness and the audience of that activist a thousandfold. A thousandfold. That is what you can do. More than one person watches a video, and that video will be up there for all time, and that person will now start to appear in Google rankings and things of that nature. Just doing that helps people. That's what I do on a consistent basis because people need me to. There is nobody like me in this country. And now I need you. I need your support because I cannot and have never been able to do this alone. And I've been supported the whole way through by generous donations from the listeners, people who are subscribing for between $5 to $20 a month. You can subscribe to it at thevinnyeastwoodshow.com, or people who have given equipment. Everything that I do and everything that I can do and everything that I will do in future is due in no small part to all of you people that listen, all of you people that help, all of you people that volunteer, all you people that send me articles and everything that you want. I am simply a conduit here, and I'm trying to do my best, and I need your best in order to continue. You listen to The Vinnie Eastwood Show. We'll see you again sometime, ladies and gentlemen.